好，感謝主，我哋又嚟到佢嘅面前。
Really give thanks to the Lord that He gives us another opportunity to come before His presence today.
好似好耐都冇唱過一啲詩歌，好似咁興奮咁樣啊。
Seems that it's been a long while since we've sang such an upbeat song.
我哋感謝主，俾我哋靈嘅裏邊能夠起嚟嚟唱。
We do ask the Lord that He would uplift our spirits as we join with Him in singing in that way.
呢啲日子一直同弟兄姊妹交通。以弗所書。
During this period of time, we have continued to focus on the study of the epistle to the Ephesians.
我哋曾經交通過教會信息。
And we have shared on the message of the church.
教會係基督嘅身體。
That the church is the body of Christ.
唔係一個單係一個個人，係整體，而且係古今中外所有嘅神嘅兒女們集合起嚟嘅呢個教會。呢個教會係基督嘅身體。
That the church is not just an individual, is a corporate body. It includes every saint throughout all ages, throughout all history, at different times, all comprising together of this one body, which is the church.
又交通過教會係神嘅國。
And we also shared on how the church is the kingdom of God.
教會係神嘅家。
That the church is the house of God.
教會係神嘅殿。
That the church is the temple of God.
教會亦係基督嘅身婦。
And that the church is the bride of Christ.
今朝早，我願意同弟兄姊妹繼續嘅喺呢一個方向上面嚟到交通講到教會係基督嘅精兵。
So today we are going to focus along this following line of thought, which is that the church comprises the soldiers of God.
嗱，好唔好？我哋打開以弗所書。
So let's turn to Ephesians
第六章
，Chapter 6。
以弗所書第六章，我哋由第十節開始讀到第十九節。
We will begin reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through verse 19.
以弗所書第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
第十節嗰度話：我還有末了的話，你們要靠著主，依賴他的大能大力，作剛強的人，要穿戴神所賜的全副軍裝，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的争战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、辖管这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔争战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，藉著聖靈隨時多方禱告祈求，並要在此警醒不倦，為眾聖徒祈求，也為我祈求，使我得著口才，能以放膽開口講明福音的奧秘。
So reading from verse 10, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. And pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with the boldness the mystery of the gospel.
然后我们再看另外一节的圣经在提摩太后书第二章。
And let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2,
第一节和第三节。
You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And then verse 3 reads, Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
好,圣经我就这么多,
so that's the end of our Bible reading for now. Let's bow our heads and come together in prayer.
亲爱的主,我们感谢你。
Beloved Lord, we thank you.
主,我们承认我们实在是蒙恩的一群。
We confess that we truly are a blessed group.
主,我们能够打开你的话来读。
That we are able to just open up your words and read them.
主,我们又能够来到你的面前来敬拜你。
And that we're able to come before your presence to
主,是,
worship you.
是你极大的抬举。
This is how you have lifted us up.
主,请我们愿意宝贝这段时间。
May we treasure this period of time.
也是因为我们的主,你是愿意跟我们说话的。
Because this is a time when our Lord is willing to speak with us.
主,请我们愿意你是保守这段时间,
so do we do ask, Lord, that you separate out and sanctify this time.
而愿你的同在显在我们的中间,
and that you will reveal your presence with us today.
奉主耶稣的名,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
以弗所书的信息,
the message of Ephesians,
一再的同弟兄姊妹都提过,
have been repeated to brothers and sisters again and again.
就是神要藉着耶稣基督得到一个团体。
God desires to attain for himself a body, a group, through Christ Jesus.
这个团体称为教会。
And this body is the church.
教会的存在的目的,
and the very existence of the church
是用来表明他自己,
is to reveal or to display God Himself.
我们交通过这个团体里面有各法有家规,
and we have stated how in this body there are additions,
有这个各法, 就是,
there are rules and regulations.
有国家的法则, 有家庭的温暖,
there is the warmth of being in the family. There is the rules of the of being a kingdom. And then there is the love of truth.
Yeah. 都被吸引的,
and this body is to provide the attraction for others to come to follow after the Lord Jesus.
教会更是神用来打败仇敌的利器。
The church is also the instrument by which God will gain victory over the enemy.
这班的人, 这个团体, 同时亦都是那个打美好的胜仗的那班的精兵。
And the individuals within this body are the very good soldiers that are needed to wage the war.
Yeah. 我们刚才读过一段的经文,
in the passage that we read earlier,
很清楚地提醒我们, 我们要做基督,
is very clear, clearly stated that we are to be good soldiers of Christ Jesus.
不過呢,喺我要同弟兄姊妹交通到作一個徵兵所需要的條件或者徵兵所有的設備同埋心態之前,
Now, prior to our getting into the topic and talking about how one is to prepare themselves and what they need to put on in terms of the armor.
我們先要搞清楚一個問題。
But we need to first resolve a question.
這個問題就是一個屬靈的爭戰。
And this question or issue at hand is a matter of spiritual warfare.
有沒有聽過這個名字啊?
Have you heard of this term?
都有啊。 有沒有人沒聽過的?
Is there anyone maybe who have never heard of this term?
零頭即是no還是yes?
Not quite sure if you're nodding your head or meaning yes or no.
無論如何,我想先搞清楚這個所謂屬靈的爭戰是什麼,還是怎樣解?
We need to first address this matter of spiritual warfare, to define it, and then for us to understand it.
為什麼會有一個所謂的我們說的屬靈的爭戰?
Why must there be this spiritual warfare?
你是不是以為我們信了耶穌應該是享福、太平、平安嘛?
Perhaps the thought process for most individuals may be, well, I've already accepted Jesus' salvation, so I should have peace, right? So I should live in peace. Then why are we talking about warfare or battle?
打仗喎,
we're talking about waging war.
警察呢,就是用來維持秩序的。
Now the police are they function to keep the order.
兵呢,就要用來在戰場上邊的。
But soldiers, what do soldiers do? They are utilized in the battlefield.
如果說我們這班人是一個兵的話呢?
If now we are supposed to be soldiers,
我們要用我們在哪裡?
Where do you think we should function?
是在戰場的。
We are not to function just in the streets, we are to function in the battlefield.
為什麼信耶穌會在信徒要打仗這麼搞怪?
So why have we come to that point where we say we believe in Jesus and then all of a sudden now we're put into a battle?
我們總是覺得打仗是一件令人不舒服的事情。
We feel that whenever we talk about wars and battles, it's sort of an uncomfortable place to be.
所以我們沒有親歷其境。
We don't have personal experience necessarily.
但是從聽聞的消息裡面,我們都知道打仗要殺人,要死人,要傷亡。
But certainly we hear about the reports and various matters concerning war. There's those who are killed, there are soldiers that are wounded.
Yeah. 或者說逃亡啊,飢餓啊,無家可歸啊。
There might be incidences where you're left in hunger, you're left on your own.
上一代,我們的上一代,他們經過戰火啊。
And so our previous generation, the generation that preceded us, have encountered revolution.
真是一件非常不爽的事情。
Certainly it is not a comfortable place to be.
都是叫人失去安息的。
It is certainly going to take away one's peace.
但這個我是說地上的戰爭。
But we're talking about just world, earthly wars.
當我提到 屬靈的戰爭的時候,
but when we're talking about spiritual warfare,
就不是好像地上的戰爭那樣,
then it is not like the worldly wars that we think about.
要認識這個所謂屬靈的爭戰,
if we are to understand more clearly about the spiritual warfare or spiritual battles,
弟兄姊妹,我們一定要知道一件事, 我們除了這個眼見的物質的世界之外, 還有一個屬靈的世界。
We have to recognize that there is a physical world that we are able to see with our eyes, but there exists at the same time a spiritual world as well.
是一個我們肉眼所看不見的。
It is a world that we cannot see with our physical eyes.
我们不仅仅是活在这个见得见这个物质的世界。
Now, we not only are living in this tangible, physically seen world,
亦都是活在一个肉眼所看不见的一个属灵的世界当中。
But we also are living right now in this spiritual world, this world that we cannot see with our physical eyes.
这个属物质的世界, 有很多的国家,很多的国度。
Now, there, in this material world, this secular material world that we live in, there are divided many kingdoms, many nations.
但属灵的这个世界只有两个国度。
But in the spiritual realm, there are only two kingdoms.
一个是光明的,一个是黑暗的。
One is the kingdom of light, and the other is the kingdom of darkness.
一个是属神的。 一个是属魔鬼的,
one belongs to God, the other belongs to the devil.
有些弟兄姊妹参加今年的WCCC的聚会。
There are some brothers and sisters who attended the West Coast Christian Conference this year.
如果你参加过的,你会记得有一位弟兄他的交通,在他的讯息里面,就交通提到魔鬼他的堕落的情形。
For those who attended the conference, you recall one of the brothers who shared in his sharing the content of the fall of Satan, of the fall of the devil. The fall of the devil, the enemy, is recorded in the books of Isaiah and also Ezekiel.
不过我们今天因为时间的缘故，我们不看了，但是 弟兄姊妹,你回去留意以赛亚书14章12到14节。
We don't have the time to go into the reading of those passages, but perhaps you can record it and read it when you return home. But it's in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to 14.
28章13到19节。
And also in Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 13 to 19.
那里就告诉我们,究竟
And there it tells us very distinctly how the fall of the devil. So this devil that we speak of is the what we usually use in our vernacular, we name him as Satan. He was a heavenly angel created by God.
而且这位被造的天使在所有的天使当中,他是最美丽的,最优秀的。And
he, Satan, was actually the most beautifully created of all the angels.
最完美的,最能干的。
The, this is the most, an appearance, the most perfect and the most beautiful.
Capable.
He also had the gift of music, being musical. And so he was foremost above all.
Yeah.
And he was given a very honorable position, an honorable responsibility.
Yeah.
What was this honorable position or status that he had? He was the cherub who covered the ark.
Yeah.
You could say that he was nearest to God in his service. And he was lifted up by God. Because he was the most beautiful of all the created angels.
我们这样听的时候,我们就知道,这个真的非常的完美,非常的好。And
we attribute now then these characteristics to him, which is the one most beautiful, the most perfect.
但同时呢, 他自己看他自己,
Now, not only that, but he himself saw his own beauty and saw his own perfection.
久而久之他看自己的本事,看自己的样子,都觉得不错。
And as time went on, he saw what he was capable of doing. He saw the beauty that was there of, for himself. And he thought highly of himself.
不单只是这样,他越看,就越觉得自己越好。
The more he viewed himself, the more he was pleased.
越看,越觉得他不可多得。
The more he saw of himself, the more indispensable he saw himself.
于是越来就越忘记了他所有这么的华美,这么perfect,原来是神所赐给他的。
Seemingly to a point where he's forgotten the fact that he was made perfect by God, that he was made capable by God.
渐渐呢,这个里面就生出一个骄傲出来。
And slowly but surely, a pride came forth, grew in his heart.
开始行路呢,他鼻哥向上面。
And so he became what we would think of as being snotty.
甚至去到一个地步,他就觉得,我这么不错, 为什么我还在神的下面呢?
To a point where he thought himself, I'm so capable and so perfect, why am I serving God?
他就不满意他是在神之下。
He became dissatisfied to be a servant of God.
他就要去到一个地步,就说他要与神同等。
He came to a point where he wanted to be equal with God.
我这么醒,我这么厉害,为什么我要跟神一起这么高这么大的,我没理由我会低过他。
I'm so capable, I'm so perfect in appearance, I should be equal with God. I shouldn't be less than God.
所以在以赛亚书14章,弟兄姊妹回去看,他们说, 这明亮之星,早晨之星之子。
And that's why in Isaiah chapter 14, as we have said earlier, the reference, Isaiah 14, it tells us that he is the morning star, the son of dawn.
Yeah, 他对自己说, 我要升到去高云之上面。
And he said to himself, I will ascend to the high heavens.
我要跟那个至上者同等。
I will raise myself up to be equal with the God of the stars.
所以弟兄姊妹, 从此我们就看见,不义在那里出来。
And so we see then that there was unrighteousness that now grew.
在神的政权里面,这个叛逆、反叛、强暴就出现。
And we see that under the sovereignty of God, that there was this spirit of revolt, of change, and of disobedience and rebellion.
弟兄姊妹,
and so, brothers and sisters, this is the beginning of sin.
长话短说,因此神就全能的神将他,因为这样的缘故,将他驱逐出去。
And so, to cut the story short, because of this, he was kicked out of heaven.
神将他摔倒在地上面。
And he was cast down to earth.
但他走的时候呢,带了三分之一的天使跟着他一起走。
And as he descended, he took with him a third of the angels.
或者你要问,神既然创造了他出来,也可以同时碾死他。
So you could raise this issue. You say, well, God is the creator, right? Since God created this being, why couldn't he just bring an end to this being, right? That moment's notice.
如果将这个这样的撒旦,魔鬼一杀了,不是一了百了,我们就不会有这么多事情发生。
If God was able to kill him, or to remove him, and kill him, right then and there, then that will resolve all the issues and we wouldn't have all these consequences that came because of his disobedience.
对, 神要对付, 撒旦是一件非常非常容易的事情。
It's true. God can very easily deal with such a rebellion.
但是如果神要这样做这样对付将魔鬼来到除去神就不得到荣耀。
But if God were to do that at the moment's notice, there is no glory in doing that.
正如就是一个大人将一个婴孩一下碾死咁。
It's just like looking at an adult, somehow or another just removing a young child. There's nothing to that.
如果是这样的话是一件不光荣的事情。
In fact, it is not only not glorious, not only is there no glory, it's inglorious.
神不会做这样的事情。
So God will not do that.
但神怎么做呢？
But what will God do?
神做了一件非常有智慧的事情。
What did he do? He did something that was very wise.
神为了神的荣耀他做了人。
And so, for the glory's sake of God, he created man.
我们知道在次序的上面人比天使是稍微微小一点。
So we know in terms of the priority, man was created a little lower than the angels.
然而神就是用这个比天使微小一点的人去击败那个好像在地位上面高过天使的我们这个敌人。
And it's within God's ideal that one who was made a little lower would be the very instrument to bring down he who was made above.
怎么做呢？透过人的信服神。
And how will this be accomplished? It is through the obedience of man.
透过人的接受神的权柄。
It is through man accepting the authority of God over him.
透过人的向神的完全的敬拜。
It is through the complete and holy worship of the man or God.
是因这样来击败仇敌的。
And through this means, it will bring down enemy.
当然撒旦在这件事情上面是不肯罢休的。
Of course, Satan will not bow to that, will not concede to that.
因此呢有很多的破坏神的计划的事情出来，很多的顶撞神的事情出来。
And so therefore, schemes of rebellion, schemes of revolt came from Satan.
神要用人的信服去抵挡魔鬼吗？魔鬼就要人不信服。
If God intended for man's obedience to be the instrument to bring Satan down, well, Satan will cause man to be disobedient.
神要得着完全的敬拜，得着他的权柄的彰显，仇敌就在我们的身上面叫我们不将这些荣耀归给神，不将这个权柄显出来。
If we were to be able to bring glory to God through our worship, if we were to bring glory to Him through our complete submission to His authority, well, then Satan will scheme to cause us not to bring glory to God, to remove our worship and to take away our submission to God's authority.
就是这样的翻来覆去翻来覆去。
And so to and fro, that's the sequence.
撒旦在他那个管辖的这个地区里面跟神有一直的争战。
And so Satan, in his domain now, in his realm, he wages this constant battle of rebellion against God.
这个就是我讲的属灵的争战。
And this then is the spiritual warfare of which we speak.
而且这个争战是我们肉眼所看不到的。
And this reality is unseen by our physical eyes.
这个属灵的争战是神和魔鬼中间的战争。
The reality is God and the devil engaged in war.
似乎跟我们这些凡夫俗子是没什么关系。
Seemingly, we are innocent bystanders.
但是不是真的没关系呢?
But are we really not involved?
我们都有关系。
We actually are involved.
因为这个战场正是在你我的中间。
Because the battlefield in which this spiritual battle is waged is actually in each of our hearts.
就是在这些被称为神的儿女的中间。
It is right in the midst of those who are the children of God.
我们要看清楚这个属灵的争战是多么实在。
We need to see how real this spiritual battle is.
怎样我们会成为一个战场?
How it is that we are the very battlefield in which the war is waged.
我们可以从以色列人的历史里面来看到这个属灵的争战的实在。
And we can see then the reality from the history of the Israelites.
上个星期我们的弟兄已经提过了。
Last week our brother already mentioned it.
记得当以色列人出了埃及之后,
If you recall, when the Israelites left Egypt,
第一场的战争,
the very first battle
是记载在埃及记,
is recorded in Exodus.
就是跟阿玛力人的争战,
and was the battle against Amalek.
我们读过, 我们都知道这个争战的成败, 不是因为约书亚的力量大过阿玛力人。
And after having read it and studied it, we know that the end result, whether victory or defeat, was not dependent upon the physical acuity of Joshua and his leading the troops.
或者说阿玛利人的力量大过约书亚。
It's not because the Amalekites were overwhelming in terms of their forces against Joshua and his troops.
你记得这场的战争怎么会是成为得胜的?
Do you remember how the victory was won at this war? At this battle?
摩西说,我要上去山上面。
Moses said, okay, I will go up on high onto a mountaintop.
手里面拎着神的杖。
I will hold the staff of God in my hand.
摩西就说,我何时举起手?
And whenever Moses says, whenever I lift up my arms,
何时约书亚在海下就得胜?
That is when Joshua will win or will be victorious.
当他的手沉重垂下来的时候,
and when Moses' arms became weary and drooped,
阿玛利人就得胜,
that is when the Amalekites were able to win.
各位弟兄姊妹,你记得摩西的手里面是拿着杖的。
Do you remember? Moses' hand held the staff of God.
这个杖代表什么?
What does that staff represent?
这个杖代表着神的供应。
The staff represents the righteousness of God.
供应就是support.
The staff represented the supply from God.
神的陪伴。
That God was with them and guided them.
神的引导。
And how God led them. And God's authority.
所以你就看见,当神的权柄,神的同在,神的供应,高举起上来的时候。
So when we see the guidance of God, when we see the provisions of God, and when we see the authority of God exercised,
下面就得胜。
There is victory, that's one.
几时这个手垂下来?
But whenever those hands fell,
敌人就得胜,
the enemy won.
你知道阿玛利人是代表着这个肉体?
Amalek, or the Amalekites, represented or symbolizes the flesh.
所以在加拉太书5章67节那里就跟我们说,你们当顺着灵而行,就不放纵肉体的情欲了。 因为肉体或者这个情欲和与灵是相争的,灵与情欲也是相争,两个彼此为敌。
So that's why in Galatians it tells us that we are to walk by the Spirit, and in so doing we will not carry out the desires of the flesh. The flesh sets its desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the desires of the flesh. These are in opposition to one another.
这个属灵的争战,
So this is a spiritual battle.
就是在灵的里头, 神和仇敌之间的竞争。
This is the battle that's waged between God and the enemy in our flesh.
魔鬼想要去与神同等。
The devil wants to raise himself to the level of God.
神要得着他该有的敬拜和尊重。
God desires to obtain what the worship and the submission that is due to him.
这个争战就开始。
And that then is the very crux of the war.
所以弟兄姊妹一定要清楚。 属灵的争战不是拿来对付我们。
So spiritual warfare, it is not intended to deal with us.
那是神用我们来对付仇敌的。
Rather, this is what God will use to deal with the enemy.
所以你几时站在神那边,
so that means whenever you stand on God's side,
神就得胜。
That's when God will win.
你几时离开主，你站在仇敌那个地位上边。
But whenever we leave the Lord and we instead stand on the enemy's side,
仇敌就得胜。
Then that's when the enemy gains victory.
我们几时拣选神,
whenever we choose God
和他的权柄,
and His authority,
仇敌就失败。
Then that brings down the enemy to defeat.
同样的，几时我们体贴我们自己, 放纵我们的肉体。
But whenever we value our own flesh, whenever we look more heavily upon what we want,
仇敌就得胜。
That is when the enemy gains victory.
弟兄姊妹看到吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
我们何时不肯放下我们自己,
whenever it is that we're unwilling to let go of our own desires,
神就不得到荣耀,
then God cannot gain the glory.
仇敌就得胜。
What it means is that the enemy gets the victory.
看到吗?
Do you see?
这就是为什么我们成为了一个战场。
That's why we are the battlefield.
你不要以为我今天来聚会而已嘛, 很简单啊。
Don't mistake anything. Well, I'm just here to worship. It's very simple.
打开圣经, 我不看TV, 看圣经。
Okay, I open my Bible. Instead of turning on the television set, I'll just read the Bible, and that's my portion.
听姐妹,那里看到那个属灵的争战。
But do you see, behind it, there's a spiritual battle that's waged.
刚才我们读过以弗所书那里,他说很清楚地告诉我们, 他说,我们并不是与属血气的争战,乃是与属灵气的恶魔争战。
This is what we have read earlier in Ephesians. It tells us that this is not a battle of the flesh and blood. This is of the spirit. And this is the very battle in which God engages the devil.
但是弟兄姊妹,千万不要以为,
but don't think, oh, I'm so weak, I'm sick. That's because the devil somehow has it against me. That's his work on me.
或者说,我车胎爆了,或者玻璃窗被人打烂了,魔鬼的攻击。
Don't think, oh, I have a flat tire. Oh, somebody broke my window in my car. Oh, that must be the devil dealing with me.
如果下面煮弄饭,那你又说,哎呀,仇敌的攻击。
Do you think that if somehow the kitchen, we burned the rice, you think, oh, that's just the devil?
弟兄姊妹, 如果在你里面, 你的目的不是基督的话,
brothers and sisters, if the very focus of your life is not on Jesus Christ,
我告诉你听, 魔鬼看都不看你,
let me tell you very bluntly, the devil wouldn't even care about you at all.
你不要以为你多重要啊,
don't think that you are very important.
如果你里头不是因为基督, 如果你所做的,你里面没有基督的地位, 魔鬼看都不看你。
If the Lord has no place in your heart, if the things that you are about is not squarely set on the Lord Himself, the devil's not going to care about you.
属灵的争战是神用着我们来对付仇敌。
Spiritual warfare, spiritual battles are waged because God wants to use us to deal with the devil.
所以弟兄姊妹一定要看得很清楚。
So brothers and sisters, we have to be so very clear about this idea.
今天谁是主角?
Who is the master? Who is the main character in this?
我们读过约书亚记。
We've read Joshua.
你記得嗰次以色列人約書亞帶領以色列人去攻打耶利哥城。
In the book of Joshua, there's one incident where Joshua was going to lead the Israelites into battle.
嗱，當時嘅約書亞可以話係以色列人嗰陣時嘅元帥啊。
You could say actually that at that time, in the beginning portion of Joshua's leadership, he was the smallest or the.
He is the commander.
He was the commander of the Israelites.
嗱，咁作為一個元帥，佢有責任去觀察呢個實情。
As the commander, actually, he had the responsibility to scout out the enemy.
佢亦都有呢個責任咧，去設定呢個攻城嘅計劃。
And it was his responsibility to carry out a plan of attack.
所以當佢去就近耶利哥城去觀察呢個敵情嘅時候
，So when he drew near to Jericho to scout out Jericho，
聖經就同我哋講話，嗰度有一個人嚟到佢嘅面前，佢手裏邊拿著拔出來嘅刀。
The Bible tells us that Joshua encountered another individual. And that individual was standing with his sword drawn.
那弟兄姊妹知道这个故事。
So brothers and sisters are familiar with this, right?
那这个人就跟约书亚讲，他说我来是作什么？耶和华军队的元帅。
But what, and so what did this individual tell Joshua? He says, I am the commander in chief of God.
约书亚才是元帅，为什么现在有个人来说我嚟係作耶和華軍隊嘅元帥。
He says that I'm the captain of the host of the Lord. So Joshua should be the commander, right? He's the commander leading the troops. Who is this individual to say that he is the captain of the Lord's host?
如果約書亞當時嘅靈裏邊唔清楚嘅時候，唔係話你係，我先係。
Now, if Joshua's spirit was not alert, he would have very easily responded and say, What? I'm the commander. What do you mean you're the captain of hosts?
但我哋感謝主，約書亞當時嘅靈裏邊非常非常嘅明亮，佢馬上知道呢個係神嘅旨意。
But thanks be to the Lord, Joshua is very clear in his spiritual understanding. And at that split second of time, he knew right away that individual that stood before him was the Lord himself.
聖經就講俾我哋聽，佢馬上俯伏落嚟，話：主啊，你有咩吩咐
？And the Bible tells us that immediately Joshua fell with his face to the ground, and immediately he says, "What does the Lord want to say to me?"
你睇見當時佢將嗰個主權交咗俾佢。
Do you see that immediately Joshua transferred the authority to the Lord.
本来我是元帥嘛。
He was the commander.
现在他是元帥。
But now, he, the Lord, is the captain of the host.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是我们所谓的承认主神的权柄。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very good picture of us recognizing the authority of God over us.
所以不是我能够做些什么。
So it's not what I am able to accomplish.
率领我们去打仗的是神的旨意。
He, the one that's leading us in the battle, is God Himself.
所以我们讲或者我们唱诗的时候，我们不会讲话我们得胜。
So that's why when we sing the hymns or when we talk about this, we never say, I will overcome.
我们只能够说我们是跨胜，就是靠着主耶稣跨那个胜利。
All we can say is we boast of victory, but the victory is won by the Lord.
因为约书亚的愿意交出他的权柄，他的主权，神就有机会在这个属灵的征战里面打赢。
Because Joshua was willing to give up his own rights, therefore God had the way by which his authority will overcome.
在《使徒行传》里面也都记载了这个保罗，他去是作他 认为是对的事情，他自己认为是对的事情。
Now in the New Testament we have another example of Paul. He was on a mission. He was on a mission to do what he thought was the very righteous thing to do.
他就认为所有信耶稣的那些人是不对的。
In his mind, every individual who followed the way, which is the way of Christ, were in error.
他将那些所有信耶稣的人将他拉坐来坐监。
So what did he do? He imprisoned all the ones that he could find who were following Jesus.
他正在去大马色的路上面，主就光照他。
And as he was on his way to the city of Damascus, then the Lord enlightened him.
当神的光照他的时候，他怎么样？他就俯伏下来。
And so what happened at that moment in time when the light of God shone upon him, he gave up his authority.
所以他说，本来他是做 当家的，如今他说，主啊，你是哪一位？
And so he was his own person, but right then and there, he's replied to the Lord shining, God's light upon him to say, Lord, who are you, Lord?
所以当人嗰个将嗰个主权交俾神嘅时候
，So at the moment in time, whenever an individual gives up his rights to the Lord,
当神嗰个主权高举嘅时候，主就得胜。
And God's authority is lifted up, then there's glory that's brought.
弟兄姊妹，这个战争从古到今一直在喺度进行紧。
So this spiritual warfare or the spiritual battle has been the same from ancient ages past to now. It's all the same.
喺你我嘅身上边，喺个人嘅身上边如此，喺教会嘅当中，神亦都系如此嘅来到争战。
And this is how God wages the war in you, in me, within the church continually.
以弗所书是讲教会的真理的书。
The book of Ephesians tells us about the truth concerning the church.
这个团体，我刚才讲过，指着教会来讲的，这个教会，这个团体有这个责任，是神用我们来到争战的精兵。
And we have stated that the church itself is utilized by God to be the good soldiers in God's army, to wage this spiritual war.
所以当保罗一直的将教会的真理一路讲的时候，来到第六章，他就说，我还有末了的话。
And that's why, as Paul revealed the various aspects of the church throughout Ephesians,He continues until he comes to chapter 6. And chapter 6, he says, Finally, I have these words.
中文就翻译做我还有最尾的说话。英文的翻译就说最后。Finally, 我最后讲一件事给你听。
So in the Chinese translation is literally stated to say, at the end, I have these final words to tell you. In the English translation, it just has one word,which is finally indicating that I have something now of grave importance to tell you.
凡是去到 finally 最后呢是重要的关键。
Whenever anyone comes to finally, his last point, it is of great importance.
不是说以前那些不紧要。
It's not to say that everything that came before has no importance.
来到最后的时候这个更加紧要。
But rather, now that we've come to the very end,It is of grave importance.
所以第十节，弟兄姊妹，你留意当保罗话我最后要讲乜嘢呢？嗰度讲咗两件事情。
So here in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 6, Paul says finally. And what is it that he finally tells the people at Ephesus?
第十节嗰度就话你哋要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，作刚强的人。
It says two things. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
第二就是要穿戴神所赐的全副军装就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
And then number two, the second thing is put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
因为我们并不是与属血气的争战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵的恶魔争战。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it is against rulers, powers, world forces of this darkness, and the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
所以第一件是作刚强的人。
So the first point that he has is to be strong.
第二件是要穿起神赐的全副的军装。
But the second thing is to put on the full armor of God.
这两件事非常重要。
These are very critical matters for us to know.
你要预备自己。
You have to prepare yourself.
同埋你要穿戴主所给你的军装。
You have to put on the very armor that the Lord has entrusted to you.
因为我们今天不是在这个单单生活在这个肉眼所看见的这个世界。
Why? Because we don't just live in this world of the flesh and blood.
是活在这个肉眼所看不见的这个属灵的世界。
In fact, we actually are living in this spiritual realm, a realm that we are unable to see with our physical eyes.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻易这样觉得没什么所谓啦，信耶稣或者信了，好啊，欢喜快乐。
So do not so easily dismiss this matter and just think, it's okay, I've accepted, I believe in the Lord, everything is just fine and dandy.
时间的关系我不可以讲下去。
Because of the time constraint, I'm not able to continue from here.
但盼望弟兄姊妹，你一定要记得。
But there's one thing that I will stress for brothers and sisters to remember.
属灵的争战是神和魔鬼中间的战争。
A spiritual warfare is waged between God and the devil.
但是它是在你我的身上要显明神的德性。
But it is through us, in each one of us, that the glory of God is to be seen.
你说我们不重要吗？有些好像很重要。你说我们很重要吗？其实我们不重要。
If we think, no, you know, we're not that important in all of this, that's not quite true. But if we think, oh, we're critical to this, that might not be true neither.
但是记得神是要在这个争战的里面要得胜，要被高举。
But just remember that through this spiritual battle, God desires to be victorious. God desires to be uplifted.
而他能不能够得胜是在乎你我今天活在神的面前，是将他高举上来，还是将我自己高举上来。
And his victory hinges on whether you and I are able to lift him up to gain glory.
盼望主给我们有机会在交通下面。
So may the Lord grant us the opportunity, if it pleases Him, to continue from this point forward the other words concerning this matter.
We'll
end our time here together. Now let's bow in a word of prayer.
主啊，求你再一次嘅用赐人智慧同埋嘅启示嘅灵嚟赏赐俾我哋。
Lord, may you grant to us once again the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Not only for us to truly know our Lord, but that we would be alert, knowing that the spiritual war that God engages in happens in us. Give us an alert spirit, Lord. Teach us how to stand on your side. Teach us how to submit to your authority.
求主用你的圣灵继续在我们心中来到
May the Holy Spirit continue to reveal these matters and continue to open our inner eyes to all of these things. For unless the Holy Spirit reveals it to us, we have no means to be able to understand it. So may you do this work in us. Open our inner eyes to allow us to know what your beautiful will is. May you continue to lead us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.